Tune in as author and publisher Joshua Schmoody and renowned talk show host Susan Brinder interview authors, artists, business entrepreneurs, political activists, musicians, and academics to discuss what it means to live the high life. A life of total abundance, joy, passion, and fulfillment. A life where your dreams become realities through the empowering medium of knowledge. Learn something new from book publishing and product distribution, public relations, to politics, psychology, and philosophy. If real-world knowledge interests you, then tune in and start living your higher life today. Hi, I'm Joshua Schmoody, and welcome to another episode of High Life, a show where you can start living your best life now through the empowering medium of knowledge. And today we have a very special guest. We have Mrs. Deborah McClay, I believe. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Hi, Deborah. And Deborah, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, good morning. My name is Dr. Deborah Donnelly McClay, and I'm currently an international airline captain flying to South America and Central America with United Parcel Service. I've been with the company for over 20 years. And on the side of that, I'm also an aviation mentor. And I do research, and I also teach for a few universities in the aviation programs.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask, how long have you been involved in aviation? And I guess you just answered the question. So you've been involved in aviation for 20 years?
Well, my current company for 20 years. Actually, in aviation itself, going on 30 years. It's hard to believe. I started right out of high school.
Oh, wow. Okay. So do you have any other roles in aviation?
Well, currently, I'm doing some research with Harvard University. We're researching the environmental effects of airline pilots, and we're checking how radiation affects the DNA of airline pilots. That's our current study. We conducted 3 or 4 previous studies regarding carbon dioxide levels and how pilots perform. And so it's very interesting to see the different aspects of aviation. I also teach at a few universities, including Embry-Riddle University and Everglades University, in their aeronautical science departments.
Oh, wow. So have in terms of the radiation aspect in aviation, I've been familiar with that. I know that even passengers, if I'm not mistaken, are exposed to a small amount of radiation. What conclusions have those studies come to in terms of radiation and the pilots?
That's true. Everybody is exposed to the cosmic radiation on board airliners. And this study, we're just starting out, so we haven't reached our conclusions yet, but there are previous studies that have data showing that depending on how much you fly, you can be exposed to certain levels of radiation. Normally, for harmful effects, it would have to be quite frequently. In the United States, the FAA actually has a software program that's available to everyone. It's called the Carry 7, and it's online. You can just put in your city pairs where you're flying, and you can see your actual estimated radiation doses.
Oh, wow. So I'm just curious. This might be a little off topic, but in terms of like the TSA body scanners compared to the radiation you get on the flight, is there a huge gap, like a huge difference in the amount of radiation, or is it about the same, or...?
There are different types of radiation, and it's actually very, very minimal of the scanners. So they really won't show any effects for people going through them on a frequent basis.
Oh, okay. Okay. So are there many female pilots in the industry right now, Deborah?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking. Right now, we're currently approximately 6% female pilots. I belong to a few organizations that are working to mentor female pilots and educate people called Women in Aviation and the 99s. They offer many scholarships and mentoring for female pilots and people who want to get involved. It's an area that we definitely want to see more females in, and we're trying to break those barriers.
Oh, wow. So what, I guess you kind of answered the question already, but what is being done in the aviation industry to bring in more female pilots?
I think education and awareness are the key topics, because for so long, young girls, when they start out, maybe 10, 11 years old, they never really saw too many female pilots as role models, and they didn't think they had a chance to be a female pilot. So getting out there, getting into the schools, doing career days, being visible to the females, I think those are great ways to show them that they can do it, and there are different role models and mentorships out there.
Oh, wow. So what, with your years of experience in aviation, what are the, what do you see as the state of the aviation industry today?
Well, that's also another great question. We're currently experiencing a huge shortage, not just for pilots, but also for mechanics, engineers, flight attendants, basically the whole aviation industry. It's been growing so rapidly, and Boeing puts out a 20-year forecast. And over the next 20 years, they are forecasting 800,000 new pilots are needed worldwide. So we are just starting to see the effects of this shortage now. And it's starting at the bottom, going all the way up to the top to the airlines with retirements. So I think it's a great time to get started in any aspect of aviation.
Wow. What, I mean, what do you see as maybe being the reason for the shortages? Do you think it's just growth or lack of knowledge in the aviation industry, or what do you see as some of the main drivers of that?
There's a few combined effects related to this shortage. One of them have a few of them related to law changes that have taken place. One of them was recently, about 5 years ago, changing the minimum number of hours required for an airline pilot in the United States. So after the Colgan Air crash, there have been some changes. So now the minimum required is 1,500 hours. And before that, it used to be 250 hours. So there's quite a difference there in the minimum hours requirements. There are some ways to get around that depending on university, what schools you go to. But because there's so many more hours needed and training required, it's putting a backup there. And also about 5 years ago, the law had changed for the retirement age for airline pilots in the United States. It used to be age 60, and they moved it up to age 65. So right about now, we're seeing that five-year termination, and thousands of those airline pilots are retiring, and also the growth in aviation. So it's a combined effect that suddenly is coming together right now to see this shortage.
So that kind of leads me into my next question, Deborah. How do you think technology is changing the role of the pilot? Do you think that they're going to be more in demand in the future, or do you think with automation, pilots are going to be less in demand in the future?
Well, for now, technology has really come a long way, and it's increasing safety. It's helping the pilots. We have some of the most automated aircraft available. But we know that there's research being done to possibly have single pilot airliners and maybe someday pilotless airliners. But I think we're still a ways away from that. I don't know if it's 20 years, 30 years. It's hard to tell how fast the traveling public will adapt. I think the technology possibly exists, but I think it's going to take time for people to accept those types of changes.
Okay. Wow. So what, I know that you recently were a speaker at a TEDx conference this year, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It was the TEDx Boca Raton conference. And that topic, I actually spoke about automation and our relationship with automation and how it's been changing. Because we've gone from a three-person cockpit, having a flight engineer, down to a two-person cockpit. And we kind of looked at eventually going to a one-person cockpit or possibly no person in the cockpit at all. And we just need to understand our role with technology and our relationship and remember that the humans still have control. So we just need to make sure that we're aware of that and understand our relationships.
Right. And you mentioned previously that there had been some studies on carbon in pilots. What were the findings of some of those studies?
Yes. One of our studies with Harvard University, we studied the effects of carbon dioxide on pilot performance using a flight simulator. And we found that lower levels of carbon dioxide actually helped the pilot perform better. And that's also related to air quality and airflow. So we're working on trying to change possibly some of the designs of the aircraft or increased ventilation in some of the aircraft to enhance pilot performance, because we know from past experience, especially Sully U.S. Airways Flight 1549, that no matter what the technology is, humans have the ultimate say.
Right, right. So what would your advice be to young women that are just graduating high school, they're looking for a career, and they're interested in aviation? How long would it take them ideally to go from point A to point B, that is to go from just getting out of high school, getting into college, and then becoming a pilot? And then two, what are maybe some pointers that you would have for them, or some tips or tricks that they could use to maybe speed up that process?
Well, there's many different ways to get involved, and that's why joining an organization or looking at the resources such as Women in Aviation, the 99th, AOPA, there's many organizations that are out there to assist, help pave the way, and also offer mentorship and scholarships, because you can go from zero to being have all of your license and certificates in as little as 6 months if you just dedicated your time. But there's also the problem of funding. It's a very expensive to take all of your lessons. So there's four-year university paths that also offer flying. You can do that route. You can go to a different university that does not have aviation and do your flying on the side at a small airport. There's the military route where everything is paid for, but you have your commitment to the military. So there's many different routes to take. I think the main point is to pursue your dreams. Don't let anybody stop you, and use all the available resources that you can to choose your path.
Definitely. So you mentioned some organizations, Deborah. Do some of these organizations help with the financial aspect of the training program?
They help in regards to scholarships. There's thousands and thousands of dollars of scholarships available to all different types of requirements, high school students, older students, different types of license and certificates. So the main thing would be to put the time in searching for these scholarships, because you have to apply to be able to win.
Right,
so
right,
they
exactly.
They are out there. There's definitely help in that format available.
What, just for more information on becoming a pilot, you mentioned a few organizations. Just for our listeners, could you maybe tell them a few websites or a few organizations they could go to now and get more information on aviation and becoming a pilot or getting involved in the industry?
Yes. One of them is AOPA, A-O-P-A. That's Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and they have all kinds of resources for everyone available. There is also Women in Aviation. That's out there. They have an international conference, and they also have scholarships and mentoring. Another one is called the 99s, and that's the number, 99s. And that was actually an organization for female pilots started by Amelia Earhart. So it's very active today. And there's also many other resources, possibly if you Google becoming an airline pilot out there, probably too many to name, but those are just a few to get you started.
Oh, great, great. And just for our listeners who don't know, who is Amelia Earhart?
Well, Amelia Earhart was one of the first pioneers for female pilots to actually make her way across. She was doing a trip across the Pacific when she went down many years ago, but she was very active and she set many world-breaking records. So she's kind of one of the first female pilot role models, although there are many others that aren't as famously known.
Right, right. So basically, these females have, or females in general, have an enormous opportunity in aviation, and they can get involved in the industry in as little as 6 months, depending on the route that they decide to take, correct?
That's correct. And basically for everyone, not only females, but anybody who's interested in aviation, there are many, many opportunities available, many routes. And if you have that passion, the first thing I think you should do is go to your local airport and ask to take a discovery flight. It's about a 30-minute to 45-minute flight where an instructor will take you up and let you have the controls of the aircraft, get a feel for it, and it's at a significantly lower cost than a regular flight lesson. And you can see if you really like it, if you want to take that plunge, and you have the ability to ask questions and find out about different curricula. So I think that would be a great way to get started if you even have the inkling to get flight lessons.
Oh, wow. Wow. So they can actually go to their airport. And I'm sorry, what do they request?
It's called a discovery flight. And every airport at a flight school will have that offering. So I think that's a great way to get started and see if you really like it and you want to pursue it. Because sometimes it's a little different being in a two-passenger Cessna versus in the back of an airliner. So you want to make sure you get that feel for it. And most people get hooked on that first flight. They love it.
Right, right. And what, and this is on topic but a little off topic, just for people to get a good ballpark estimate, somebody fresh out of high school just getting into the aviation industry, what are the median, the national average wage-wise that they could expect in the industry?
That's a great question. And also touching on that, while you're talking about high school students, I just want to let you know the minimum age to get your private pilot license, that's the very first license, is 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
You only need to be 16 years old to solo. And if you fly gliders, it's only 14 years old. So it's really never too young to get started. And as far as the salary goes, there's a wide range depending on which area you would like to fly. Corporate jets, airliners, when you're getting started in regional airlines, flight instructing. But as of right now, the regional airliners, which are the, kind of the first step in smaller airlines, those have significantly increased their wages. They're offering sign-on bonuses as much as $20,000. And their salary ranges are probably approximately starting out from anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 a year. And
it could
go up from there. So it does take a little investment, like any type of professional career, a doctor, a lawyer. You have to make that initial investment, but the return on your investment is definitely there. As I said, the salaries will increase after that, and there are bonuses available because this pilot shortage is causing this effect. So it's a positive outlook.
So now is really the time to get involved.
That is correct. So I would encourage anybody who thinks they may want to be involved, and not only pilots, but any aspect of aviation is feeling the shortage. They're in need of mechanics, they're in need of engineers, flight attendants. So it's your time to get involved.
Wow. Wow. Good deal. Thank you so much for giving that advice, Deborah. And what advice would you give somebody who's interested in aviation, they just don't know where to start? I mean, what would be your number one key sort of advice that you would give them?
Well, if you know somebody who's involved in aviation, it's definitely good to reach out to somebody who's in the industry. And I think 99% of the people would love to help you and find out, ask questions, because sometimes it's difficult not knowing where to start. Try to do some research online. And also reach out to those organizations that we discussed earlier.
Wow. So that leads me into my last question. What do you have any emails or any websites or any links people can go to get in touch with you about the aviation industry or about the research or just to learn more in general about aviation?
I'm available on LinkedIn. If anybody would like has any personal questions regarding aviation, getting involved, I would be happy to answer any questions. That's under my name, Dr. Deborah Donnelly McClay, and I can help direct them in the right direction, providing additional resources if they need to.
Great. That's awesome, Deborah. So we're reached the end of our show, and I just want to give you an opportunity to have the final word, and if there's anything that you want to tell our audience now, now is the time to do it. So please share any other piece of advice or any other wisdom that you may have about aviation.
Thank you. I just want to say, pursue your dreams, reach for your goals, and don't let anything stop you or get in the way. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. As long as you're on that path, you will enjoy it and you'll be successful.
Good deal. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Deborah. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's been a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much. And guys, remember, knowledge is power. Until next time, take care.
The High Life Show and media by which it is distributed hold no responsibility for the validity or accuracy of information on this site. Listeners and viewers are advised to seek the input of a professional whom represent the subject before acting on any information or advice. The High Life Show and media by which it is distributed hold no responsibility for the validity or accuracy of information on this site or podcast. Listeners and viewers are advised to seek the input of a professional whom represents the subject before acting on any information or advice. Thank you.